Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are Thursday, Encompass Credit Union, one of our fine sponsors, along with Susie and Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller in the studio, along with Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker. Chief, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you all today?
We're doing good. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I just love starting my day off with you today.
Well, thank you.
I love the fact that he's giving me the side eye. So.
Well, we've got him a cup of coffee when he got in this morning.
That's so all right.
I appreciate it. First cup of the day, if that tells you anything.
Hey, busy man.
Well,
you guys had a busy weekend.
They did, and I don't know if you had a chance to listen Monday, Chief, but I thank you and your team for a very busy weekend. I got that press release, 13, 14 arrests over the weekend, but more importantly, it just reiterated the danger that you guys face every single day, because you pull someone over for a taillight being out, and they've got 5 pounds of marijuana and a handgun, and it's never been registered, and they're wanted, and, it's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt that's important, but it's also important that the roads are safe for you all.
Absolutely.
As you're traveling, people aren't drinking and driving, and we see a lot of, I'm not a jail every marijuana user, and I think I've said it on the radio before. I mean, do it at home, but for some reason, everybody wants to drive around and smoke the marijuana, and
cruising around, and there's no way to hide that
and
smell,
is it? It makes no sense, but it's also dangerous, and so we will, enforce those laws when it pertains to driving, keeping the roadways safe, and that's what they did. Even the weekend before that, we had several arrests, not to that level, but that's all just proactive policing, too. Mm-hmm. They could try to sit somewhere and wait for the next call to come in, but they're out there working in between calls, and that's a good thing.
That is, you had alluded to that at the press release too, the proactiveness now, and I think that comes with a little bit, frankly, of less COVID restrictions and stuff, and people being out more now too.
I think so, but I think people sometimes they just don't think.
Well, there's
face it, there's people out there that just don't think, but I appreciate it. I mean, I've gotten pulled over before and not realize that I had a head, I have the lights that come on during the day, my driving lights, what they call driving lights, and I didn't know I had a headlight out. I would not have known it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that would be dangerous for me at night because I would not have what I need to see right. And so, I got stopped, said, hey, you got a headlight out, need to get that fixed. And I said, yeah, great. So I went straight to the shop and got it fixed.
Well, the individual from Indianapolis that was arrested with the handgun. All the people in that car were not from Frankfort.
Right.
Three in the morning, on East Kiger Street, speeding.
Right.
It was kind of a weird situation. We didn't know what they were up to before, and hopefully they left town after. But had that officer, Officer Martinez, not have stopped them for speeding. I don't know what we don't know what they were up to.
Right.
Why they were up here and
with and a gun at 3 a.m.
And drugs in the car. And so a lot of people, we just want people to know you come to Frankfort, come to have a good time, but don't bring any crime with you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, correct me if I'm wrong, but we have a tendency to be on that traffic runway, especially coming from Chicago going south.
Yeah.
They come off of 65, I guess, to take a break from
driving
or something.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
But we seem to get a lot of that traffic.
Most of our drug traffic and whatnot comes from our local people going to Indianapolis or Lafayette or even Chicago. And I alluded that to our annual report press release. We have guns that are in unlocked vehicles in Frankfort that are, which is amazing.
Yeah.
To me, we have to have this conversation. But those guns end up being taken to places like Indianapolis and Chicago, and it hurt them down there because they're being used in homicides and shootings. And so I think we have a duty, too, in smaller areas to help, prevent our firearms from being taken down there and sold. So I think we had firearms taken from cars last year, and most of those were in the hands of juveniles.
Wow.
That were you know, ransacking unlocked cars.
Right. Yeah. And these people would have legitimate licenses to carry or whatever, but I'm kind of like you. I sure wouldn't leave it in my car unlocked.
I don't understand leaving it in your vehicle anyway.
I don't leave anything in my car unlocked.
If you're at a place where you can't have it with you or you don't have a permit to carry the whole bit, then leave it at home leave it locked up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that in today's age with the active shooter situations that have happened across the country, people want to have that protection wherever they go. But you have to be very responsible. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, you talk about we forget things. You know, we forget our phones or we forget where we're supposed to be.
Sure.
You know, there's some things you just can't forget.
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
Exactly. And you know, going back to being safe with them, all they got to do is contact you guys if they need a lock.
We do have gun locks and at the police department that we hand out upon request. And a lot of times they're used for bicycle locks.
That does work, but so, you hope they're being used for what they're made for.
Yeah.
But
Chief, did you go to the last coffee and conversation that the mayor and Board of Works put together?
I did. I was there. It was actually you know, we thought, because in years past with some of these things, you know, not a lot of people attend, so it was really nice to see that back room there filled. We'll have it again today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of information out there. Our number one complaint for us at the time was our code enforcement, snow removal, and, you know, it's just not feasible for us to, you know, clear or cite or warn 5,000 addresses. And so, you know, I told everybody I used to love snow before I became the police chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I used to love when a storm was coming and just, you know, not knowing how much snow you're going to get. And
I can remember you playing at your grandparents in a snowsuit. So,
And now I'm like, I'm glad it's spring. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Me and you both.
I understand that.
Because, you know, there's just, you know, people don't want to clean up. And that's one of the, you know, that's one of the things we're really working hard on with our code enforcement. I could probably use two more code enforcement officers, but they're doing what they can do with the, you know, the amount of people in their division, and and they actually get the most complaints than my 33 other police officers in terms of enforcement. Just the, you know, it you know, tells them to clean their property up. That's like, you know, that's their property, but, you know, it's about having some pride,
right?
You know what happened to that? You know, keeping your yard clean, keeping the trash, you know, taken out.
Being a good neighbor.
Nobody wants to see that,
right?
You know, and so we're trying to work on that, but that really is the number one thing that really upsets people. And part of, you know, it's part of my job to enforce those the trash and rubbish and all that. You know,
it is a fine line between this is my property and, you know, hey, this, clean it up a little.
Well, and the other side of that too is some of the, you got to look at some of the neighbors that maybe they don't have the capacity that they can do that. So you know, help your neighbor.
That's what we talked about with shoveling snow, you know, just trying to help somebody out. You know, I had a crossing guard. He brought his snowblower and did a whole line of Washington Drive so the kids would be up on the sidewalk and not out in the road.
And
you know, that's Jeff O'Brien, who's our crossing guard at the middle school. And I found that out later that he did that.
Yeah.
He didn't need to make it a big deal, but, you know, I sure made it a big deal for him because of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some friends of mine that live out by the park did kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. They went out and they did the sidewalks and they did the dead people's, you know, the people who couldn't get out, the older people, they did their actual shoveled clear up to their doors. And
did she say dead people?
No.
What'd you say? I heard.
People that couldn't get out.
I was like, what did I hear? Okay.
The elderly.
Yeah, elderly.
My
shut in.
Turn the microphone.
Let's do this shut in. Okay. So I told you I'm tired from yesterday. So I don't talk very loud when I'm tired.
Did you hear any other comments that was off the normal questions and comments that coffee and conversation?
No, you know, a lot of it. You know, each department head got to speak a little bit, and you know, the streets and street department. You know, they've got a lot. You know, a lot of roads are you know, in disrepair, but they're getting ready to be paved, so I think that's, you know, that's good. We had some complaints about the construction on 28 that we have really no control.
Sure.
Absolutely no control.
We get complaints, too, and we don't have anything to do with it.
You know, yeah. I just look at it, you know, the utility work that's going on this past week down to one lane, about two different spots, about 500 feet in between. You know, we local people, we can get onto Clinton Street or Washington Street and,
right.
and bypass that. And we should do that because that's a sign that the next round is coming.
That's
and,
right.
Because Walnut Street has been terrible
right.
For many years. Paved or, you know, spot
sure.
paved, I call
right,
it, you
right.
know.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Band-aid.
You know, a lot of those things, you know, I get it. People, you know, we are just inherently, that's how we're made, I guess, to complain. I mean,
yeah,
we're,
there's some of that. That's human nature.
I agree.
We came here as revolutionists from
that's
Europe.
Right.
So
that's
we,
right.
we didn't like this guy.
It's in our
we
blood.
Yeah.
It's in our blood to not, you know, to question everything, I guess. And,
yeah.
And at some point you just, you know, it's like the snow. It's like driveways being the ends of driveways being plowed in, and I, you know, I'm 39 years old, and I never was raised to think that the city or the county or the state was going to be able to,
yeah, it's
that.
Not
be
there.
Able to stop that snow from coming back into my driveway when they drive by, and it's
exactly.
like when, you know, when did that happen? Like I'm trying to think of when did society
what
think,
was the cutoff point? I think
yeah.
it started with participation trophies.
Honestly, at some point in time, everybody forgot how to go with the flow.
Go with the flow, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
That's a good point.
Seriously, especially if you grew up out in the country or lived out in the country, you knew. You didn't bother shoveling the end of your driveway until the highway was clear. Because once it was clear, then you knew you had a little safer chance of getting it cleaned
out and not have to
reshovel five times.
I get the sidewalks, but the whole road or the snow coming in your driveway that question floors me.
Puzzles people.
It
huh?
really does, and sometimes I come across as abrasive with my responses, you know, because I'm not a toddler, I guess
no.
to say, and I
no.
and they know that I say things, you know, kind of the way I want to, and it's just some complaints just don't,
some people don't appreciate sarcasm. So.
It's definitely, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm being sarcastic.
I know, but
like really,
sarcasm was bred into you, though. So.
Yeah, it is.
It is. But you handle it well. You handle
well,
it well.
We try, and we're police officers. We got a different personality, and
sure,
you know. And sometimes I say, in not all parents or school, you know, school situations, but we're like the last group of people that has to say no,
mm-hmm.
that you can't do something,
mm-hmm.
and then have to enforce that.
Right.
And I think that's why society continues to the police. You know, well, we're the only people telling you can't do something. I mean,
right.
think about it.
Yeah.
Right. Very.
Think
true.
About it. There's
very
parents
true.
That don't control their children. Their school, you know,
mm-hmm.
schools can be out of control because there's no discipline. I mean,
right.
we're the last group of people that last.
Even if parents try and have the best, sometimes we still have to call you.
Well, and there's outside influences. You know, just like my kids, you know, you hear they hear things that, well, this kid gets to do that. Well, mm-hmm. I don't care. You
Amen.
Know?
That's what I say.
And
too.
So that's where you those the social media, the you know people
Peer
talking,
pressure,
you know,
yeah.
exactly
telling everybody everything, and then that gets you want to do that
mm-hmm.
or you want to act like that, and it just causes those problems. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've got the same problems at you know home with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sure.
And that it just makes it tough for parents who are trying.
Mm-hmm.
It
you're
really
right,
does,
you're right.
Because there's kids that get everything they want, get
mm-hmm.
to do what they want.
Yep,
uh-oh. And never have consequences, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we are seeing if that's a call question for Chief here, one last question I had, or not question, just comment. We can't wait; it'll be here before we know it. Especially once we get started, we're going to get a new police station.
Yes, we are looking at mid-May to break ground, and I hope you're all out there on the live.
Oh, we're going to be there.
We'll be there. And
we'll be there.
So I've got a meeting on Monday. We're finalizing every section of the building for the builder. We have a contractor. We have everything's in place, getting ready to do the just signing off on everything, which we had
right.
done this before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, it's not an entirely different building, but there are some changes to come back down to make it affordable
right.
For the city.
Yeah,
but I think I'm
especially
the only,
with the way cost all went up.
I think I'm the only police chief in the world that has had the funding for 4 years.
It's just now getting
without breaking ground.
We've talked about this, and it's kind of funny that other departments in the state that I talked to, their longest fight was the funding.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they had the funding,
here,
they were going. Lafayette.
And we really can't blame it on COVID either.
No.
It's just things.
No.
Let's take a phone call. You got a question for the chief or comment? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi, John.
Morning, John.
Hey. Morning. Hey, I just got I've lost contact with everybody. Can you tell me the jurisdiction, or is there any from the county to the city out there by Jimmy John's in that area? Is that the city or a county?
It's the Ability Services is the end of the city, and then the city picks back up at where the new police station is going to be in that section. So Jimmy John's and AT&T and all, and the castles and those houses out there are actually in the county.
Okay.
I did not know that. I thought it was all city out there.
Actually, half of the building, I believe, of Ability Services is in the county, where the way they mm-hmm. build it. But we handle the calls to there, but the other places we do not.
Hmm.
We'll respond to emergencies. But people laugh at me all the time. If a crime report comes out and at those places, I say, hey, it's not ours.
Not your jurisdiction.
It's not ours. They don't. There's no city tax in terms of public safety, and so the county receives that, and then they need to respond to that. And
draw lines
if there's a major emergency, we'll go to if there was an incident in Rossville in at the school there.
We're going, and
nobody has to ask us.
Volunteer, you got to volunteer when one of the boys are in need, the other one jumps in.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wasn't for sure, I was kind of, I had a little emphysema out there. I got stopped and the county pulled me over and I said, wait a minute, this is the city. And he said, no, this is the county.
Right.
So, yeah, I was confused. I'm going, wait a minute.
Yeah, honestly, that kind of surprises me because I didn't realize that Ability Services was the break. I was thinking it was beyond that little shopping mall.
Well, there was the factory that was there that really, I think the ground, was it Ingrich?
Ingrich.
And they had a lot of soil issues. And when they did annexation, the city at the time back in the 90s mm-hmm. Did not want that, I guess.
Hey, John, mm-hmm. thanks for the phone call today.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Chief, if you can stick around, let me play a 2-minute timeout, and then we're going to come right back.
I've got all day.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a quick phone call with Russ Casper as soon as we get back on Wilo's Party Line.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
Does your New Year's resolution include saving money? When's the last time you had an insurance review? Do you have enough coverage? Have your rates gone up? Now is the time to check your insurance, and why not go with a name you've come to know and trust? Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Insurance isn't always top of mind, but you hope it's the right coverage when you need it. So ask yourself this question and answer honestly. When's the last time you had an insurance review? Call now to schedule your free personalized review at 765-654-0287 for Michelle Boyd at Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Just about 5 minutes left in the program at 659-3338. Kevin Keith, Melissa Miller, Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker on the in the studio.
And I'm
Russ,
here.
Yeah, you're here. And Russ is on the phone. Russ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott, Melissa, and Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm impressed you got all those right.
Yeah, Yeah. I actually learned, I didn't look at the police as being one of the last people that say no, but that's a good point. In, mm-hmm. in a permissive society like we're in, somebody's got to say no, right?
Yeah, that's why we take all the heat, I think.
Yeah,
I agree.
And, of course, if you go back 100, 200 years, I think there was a whole lot more no going on. And yet it's always been a problem. And something that crossed my mind is the reason people want to kind of go through with the yes is the imagine a tree of evil fruits, and all of those evil things are on that: murder and rape and theft and all of these fruits on this tree, which is being fed by justification. Oh, he did it, so I can do it. And which is identification or justification. Mm-hmm. Well, he did this to me, so I'll do that to him. And this whole tree of evil fruits is, and then the police come in and say, no, you can't do that. Just because he did that doesn't mean you can do that. Maybe I'm getting in the weeds philosophically, but I've thought about this some. Can you imagine a society where everything was yes? That would be chaos.
Well, saying yes is easy.
Yeah, good point.
And saying no's hard and dealing with the conflict, because we don't like conflict and we've lost a lot of respect for people. You know, it's just like at the, you know, I was at the school for a band and choir concert, and they tell you do not get up during the songs, and you wouldn't. It's just amazing how many parents let their other kids and walk right around where the performance is. And it's just and you don't want to say anything because you're just going to turn into,
you would be a distraction.
You're going to be criticized for telling, hey, can you have your kids,
don't yell at those kids,
don't do that, you know? Well, the kids are playing, you're distracting them, then the next thing you know, don't tell my kids what to do, who are you to tell me what to do, and the next thing you know, they got to call the police.
And you turn around and 3/4 of the ones that are doing that are the parents that are getting up and going, you know, just because your kid is done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Just, you need to have respect, and people sat through your kid's performance.
It's funny you say that, because the place was packed at the beginning, and towards the end it was just now half full, and I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm sorry. If your life is that busy, no.
No.
Sometimes I think that we're orchestrating a balance between freedom and order. Too much order and it becomes like Nazi Germany. Too much freedom and it's chaos. So we're kind of always balancing this freedom with order and law and order, and it's a nice delicate balance. And congratulations on Frankfurt being the ninth safest place in the state. Is that right?
Yeah, we're on a good list there, and I think that it, we just need other. I think there needs to be other things in the city to become better, and that's what we're working on: housing and education is we all know the grades levels, we all know how some of the education looks and the housing needs, and so we're doing our part. And I know there's a lot of people working really hard to fix those other issues, and I think it could be really good.
Yeah, top 10's nothing to sneeze at, for sure.
Not in this climate.
No kidding. It's crazy.
I'll get off of here. I know we're about at the end of the program, but again, if you stop and think about it, the root cause of so many evils, he did this to me, so I'll do that to him, or, hey, he did this, so I can do that. You know, justification, identification is the root of so many.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way you get rid of that is forgive and don't blame. But anyway, we'll leave the rest of the
flop. Rise above.
Thanks for the call, Russ.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate that. You know, it's kind of like we got a 13-year-old and a now 12-year-old, and one of them will start something, and the other one will retaliate, and the one who originally started something will retaliate, and then the one originally picked on will retaliate. It keeps going back and forth, and I tell them, guys, one of you has to be mature and stop.
You're making me relive my evening last night. Okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to have a good day, and my 15-year-old and 9-year-old don't care that I'm telling them to cut it out.
Right.
Yeah.
you know.
I got to admit, and hopefully my kids are not listening so they hear this, but my kids, I never had that issue. With my kids. And in fact, when Ross started driving, and you and Ross are the same age, but when Ross started driving, we told him he didn't have to take his sister to school. You know, she could ride the bus. He didn't have to haul her. And he said, no, I'll take her. Not a problem. And one day I finally looked at him and I said, why do you insist on taking your sister with you? He said, because if I've got her with me, my friends don't want to pile in. I don't have to deal with them.
Win-win.
Nobody's so asking me for a ride.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, okay, no problem. Mom wins on both sides for it. So, yeah. But I never had that issue with my kids. I was very fortunate. I had very good kids, but I saw what they went through at school. I mean, I don't know about you, but my kids went through, especially my daughter, went through bullying. More so than my son. My son didn't see too much of it, but my daughter did.
Well, and we don't call being a police officer a race or an ethnicity, but my kids get critiqued, or you know, your dad's a police officer, your dad's a police chief, and they get labeled for that too, and so it's not easy, but we just got to, you know. Hopefully, we've just trained them to be tough and
right. Lead by example.
It's a tough world, and you got to have some.
It changed so much from when I was in school to when my kids went to school. I mean, my daughter actually, I got a phone call from the assistant principal, said that she was sitting in the office. I said, "What? You know, what the heck did she do?" And said, "No, she didn't do anything. She walked away from a fight."
Yeah,
and went straight to the principal's office. Walked into the vice principal's office and said, if you don't take care of this, I'm probably going to take her out, and then I'll be kicked out of school, and I don't want that. So,
that's the maturity.
Just look at the Facebook comments, and that's not going to change because she's probably got critiqued for not fighting. Why didn't you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, got called weak, or you know, who knows what kind of names? Because that's the you can't. We couldn't post hardly any. I didn't even want to post the ninth safest city, because I remember from all when we the last administration really hit that hard, and we get so many criticisms, many people from our own community researching other organizations that are doing the same research that didn't have us on their list.
Yeah.
And I did that. I did that Monday night when I got word that we had received that. Mm-hmm. I did that. I went and looked at other organizations that do these surveys. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I don't even want to post this because I don't even want to read the comments. Right.
Exactly. Because even though it's a great honor, somebody's going to find some fault with it. And it's not worth it.
Absolutely.
Well, Chief, always good to see you. We always appreciate your time. Yeah. And keep up the good work. See you soon.
Thank you. Exactly. Yep, we will.
All right. That'll wrap up Party Line today. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. Bill Gant and I will be back tomorrow morning for the finally Friday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.